T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
When the federal government approves COVID vaccines for children ages 5 to 11, Governor Hochul wants New York to be ready. Approval is expected next month, so the state is laying the groundwork to get shots into the arms of 1.5 million kids.
WCBS reporter Peter Haskell was with the governor today. He's joining us now. So, Peter, what is this plan?
There is talk of trying to set up some mass vaccinations sites like we had earlier. But Hochul seems to think people are going to go where they trust. She wants to make it easier for people. She wants them to be comfortable. And she is talking about giving shots in schools. The state will provide the resources to help out. That would mean setting up things like permission slips and getting the vaccines. But it's just a matter of making people feel comfortable.
Peter, will there be any other options available?
There will be, really, again, this is about trust. Hochul seems to think people will be most trusting in a family doctor, a pediatrician. And because we had those backups at the beginning, when people were trying to get shots, she is saying make an appointment with your pediatrician now for late November or December. And she also wants people to be able to go to urgent cares or pharmacies like adults can do.
So, Peter, the focus today on the 5 to 11-year-olds. How are things going with the older kids, 12 and up?
The latest numbers show that two of three, so more than 67% of 12 to 17-year-olds have gotten their shots. You can find this information on the state's updated COVID page. Hochul today was talking about transparency. So with that said, there's more granular data. You can look up vaccines by zip code. You can look up nursing home information. More of this information is now available on the state's COVID website.
All right, Peter, thank you. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.